So, thanks for holding this meeting, David, and I don't have a whole lot to say other than, I guess, strategy of how we can get a hearing. Also, it wasn't mentioned, Attorney General Schutte, looks like he, maybe he's been favored, but there's articles today in the open press supporting our position. And the open press media just posted a couple hours ago, it's a video of him talking about how he supports our efforts. Not the bill specifically, but the idea that we should be able to opt out without any charge. And, you know, I guess, I think that the whole NSA database things that have been coming up lately is a good reason. I've seen it actually posted online and others that are suggesting that this is another argument, now that it's a hot topic, that we should, again, just be talking about databases and data gathering and secure privacy. These are all, you know, on top of mind right now for citizens in our nation, so I think this certainly plays well with our concerns. I know that you wanted to make sure that when we do get a hearing, I can say, yeah, but when, that I can substitute and make it very clear that an analog is what we're making sure that folks would like to have. Like David said, the local resolutions really are very helpful. I have found legislators who, if the municipalities in Chairman Nesbitt's district were passing these, I think he would be more inclined. I know when I go around and got co-sponsors, I heard more than once that they said, well, some of my communities have passed resolutions, so I'm going to go ahead and co-sponsor this. So it really does have an impact, and it really does have an impact, and so I would strongly urge you to do that. Now here in Rochester and Rochester Hills, they both have already passed those resolutions. And then ask David to come either hold one of these in your area or to come to a local Tea Party or GOP gathering in your area as well. We just had, and I think she's here, Debbie DeBacker, crisscrossed the state for another issue, but on the Common Core and some concerns about nationalized education. And it was her and another mom who crisscrossed the state. If it weren't for those two, the issue would not be dealt with in Lansing. So it doesn't have to be, you can play a very significant role if you'd like to. And crisscrossing the state and David going to meetings and speaking about this, it really does bubble up, and it really does have an impact. So we're about to be off for the summer. I think for the most part, the break will be at the end of this week is what's planned. So legislators will be back in their districts, and it's got to be. The focus needs to be like was mentioned. The chair has the power to decide what to take up. I'm chair oversight committee, and it would be good if I could actually get re-referred. That would be the other thing. If he doesn't want to take it up, if they could re-refer it to oversight, which to some degree I could argue that it's a matter that could be taken up in my committee. But it really is up to the chairman. I take up bills I want to, and I don't take up bills I don't. And so when we hear from people, or when one of my members on the committee says, I'm getting calls about this, can we take it up? That's the time when that can happen. And in the legislature, I go and talk regularly to Eric Nesbitt, and hey, will you take up my bill? And haven't gotten far there, but there may, if you folks are laying the foundation, there could be a time where I've done something that he appreciates. And, I can say, hey, come on, can you please take this up? And if the foundation has been laid, it helps make that happen. So we got to be aggressive and demand. I say, maybe the time for asking for a hearing is probably past. And in other areas of the state, these are just getting to be put in, so the alarm bells are sounding in other parts of the state, so on the west side of the state. So I think that now is, we still have the ability to have this hearing. Once you have a hearing, then you can have, they can see who all's concerned. I mean, right now, you just kind of hear a few people here and there. You get some phone calls, but you, when people actually show up at a hearing in force, that's when it grabs the attention of the legislators and has a really strong chance of moving, or at least having another hearing. You know, if you have one, you can have another. And I don't know if there's an effort to try and get a senator to co-sponsor or to sponsor a similar bill, but that would help as well, because it might go to a committee in the Senate that might be more open. Once we get one hearing, it kind of opens the door, especially if the hearing goes well, it opens the door. And make no mistake about it, the utility companies are a very powerful force. I mean, we all have lives, we all have families and things that we do, but and we don't really have the money to hire lobbyists to lobby 24/7. That's why you elect people like myself, is to do, to stand up for what you believe is right. But they do have, a lot of lobbyists, and they're there presenting their side of the story. But it's hard to say, just keep calling or keep urging others to call. It's really numbers is a big deal. It really is. I regularly get my staff saying that we get a lot of calls on this issue, and it just gets my attention. I've got 40 other things going on, so a legislator does. So if they get those calls, it really does bring them to the top of the